Hello, word nerds, and welcome to, what's my thing, the new thing that I say now? The only podcast that's has some idiot reading the dictionary. I think that is probably still true. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. All right, our first word is avulsion. A-V-U-L-S-I-O-N. And, you know, I'm really frustrated at these cables that I have. I don't know if it's the microphone, but there's little sounds that come through the cables, or if I move my fingers on the microphone, why do these sounds come through? I don't know if other people have this problem. If you know about podcasting and microphones, tell me how to fix this. Ugh. All right, stop making sounds, cable. All right, avulsion is a noun from 1622. A forcible separation or detachment as a tearing away of a body part accidentally or surgically. Yeah, thanks, no, I don't want that. B, a sudden cutting off of land by flood, currents, or change in course of a body of water, especially one separating land from one person's property and joining it to another's. Well, there's a whole lot of different possible situations for that definition. Yeah, that first one sounds bad. Avuncular. Avuncular is our next word. A-V-U-N-C-U-L-A-R. This is an adjective from 1831. One, of or relating to an uncle. Oh, funny. I'm an uncle, so things about me are avuncular. Number two, suggestive of an uncle, especially in kindliness or geniality, as in avuncular indulgence. Is there another context that the word uncle is used in, other than, you know, the brother of their sibling's child? You know what I'm talking about. Is there another way that uncle is used? Not that I know of. Avuncularity is a noun, and avuncularly is an adverb. So if I do anything related to my niece, is it like if we play a game or if I take her to a movie, am I doing that avuncularly? Is that so weird? All right, this is from Latin avunculus, which means maternal uncle. And there is more at the word uncle. Surprise, surprise. That's a fascinating word. I'm sure I've heard it at some point before, but I didn't remember that. So if I want to sound fancy now, talking to my family, I'll say that that thing happened avuncularly, or my avuncularity is very genial. Next word is aw, A-W. It is an interjection from 1852, used to express mild disappointment, gentle entreaty, and I think it's entreaty, or real or mock sympathy or sentiment. Aw. That can be used in so many ways. I don't think we're going to see the word A-W-W, because that's not a real word. But many of you probably know the subreddit on Reddit called A-W-W, and it's mostly just pictures of cute animals. So, you know, if you're feeling down, go check that out. Next, we have A-W again, but these are both capitalized. It is an abbreviation for 1. Actual weight. 2. Aircraft warning. 3. Articles of war. Or 4. Automatic weapon. My actual weight is a mystery. Next, we have AWACS. Capital, all caps, actually. AWACS. It is an abbreviation for Airborne Warning and Control System. I'm sure they say AWACS. I have no idea. Or AWACS? I don't know. AWACS on, AWACS off. Next, we have await. Yeah, it's just the normal word await. It is a verb from the 13th century. Transitive definitions are first. 1 is obsolete. To lie in wait for. 2a, to wait for, as in awaiting his arrival. There's an old George Harrison song from the Beatles. I think it was on the Magical Mystery Tour. Was it Blue Jay Way? Maybe that's the song I'm thinking of. Supposedly the story is he was waiting for friends to show up at his house. And while he was waiting, because they got very, very late, he started writing the song about waiting for his friends to show up. Or like what they went through. Why are they late? What's going on? So if you don't know that song, go check it out. Maybe I should play a clip here. Wasn't that a fun clip? To be, to remain in abeyance until, as in, a treaty awaiting ratification. 3, to be in store for, as in, wonders what awaits him next. Ooh, I am awaiting my future. I'm not necessarily trying to get there. I'm not trying to find out what it is, but I am very curious to know what my future will be. I want to know what your future is going to be. What's her future going to be? What's his future going to be? It's so interesting to see what happens next. But I try and live in the now, and then the future becomes the now. All right, now we have the intransitive definitions. 1 is obsolete. We just have the word attend. 2, to stay or be in waiting. Synonym is wait. 3, to be in store. All right, we are going to move on to awake. It is the first form. I am barely awake, as maybe you can tell from my voice. I'm recording this in the morning, which I don't usually do. Maybe I'll save that for the end. Okay, this is a verb from before the 12th century. The intransitive definitions are first. 1, to cease sleeping. 2, to become aroused or active again. 3, to become conscious or aware of something, as in, awake to the possibilities. Ooh, what are the possibilities? Let's see, now we have the transitive definitions. 1, to arouse from sleep, or a sleep-like state, as in, awoken by the storm. And sorry for the sniffles, I just came in from the cold, and so my nose runs, because that's what happens with noses. 2, to make active, stir up, as in, awoke old memories. Let's look at some etymology. Anything we want to say? Not really. Okay, I'm going to move this cable because it's rubbing up against the chair. So maybe if I put it over there, it won't make so much noise. God, this is so weird. Okay, let's see. Now we have the second form of awake. It is an adjective from the 13th century. Fully conscious, alert, and aware. Not asleep. Synonym says see the word aware, which we will get to at the end of this episode. That's the last one. Let's see. Next we have awaken. Awaken the Kraken. Is that it? I don't know. It's a verb. It's a verb from before the 12th century. Synonym is awake. Awakener is a noun. That is the one who is doing the awakening of the Kraken. Let's see. Now we have the word award. It is the first form of 2. Last night, we watched the Golden Globe Awards because they were there, and it was a raucous time. That doesn't make any sense. This is a transitive verb from the 14th century. 1, to give by judicial decree or after careful consideration. 2, to confer or bestow as being deserved or merited or needed. As in, award scholarships to disadvantaged students. We have a synonym. It is the word grant. Awardable is an adjective. Awardee is a noun. And awarder is a noun. Awardee is the one who gets the award, and the awarder is the one who gives the award to the awardee. Now we have the second form of the word award. It is a noun from the 14th century. Oh, and you know what? Is there some... Let's talk about some etymology real quick. It is from Middle English. It means to decide. Interesting. From Anglo-French, awarder, or agarder, which means to look at, examine, resolve. And that is from warder or garder, which means to look after or guard. And there's more at the word guard. So here we go with the second form of award. It is a noun from the 14th century. 1a, a judgment or final decision, especially the decision of arbitrators in a case submitted to them. 1b, the document containing the decision of arbitrators. 2, something that is conferred or bestowed, especially on the basis or merit of merit or need. Let's see. Ricky Gervais hosted the awards last night, and personally, I love that guy, and what comes out of his mouth might not be the most appropriate, but I love that especially. And, you know, that he calls people out on their stuff. And I love that there were a lot of people who were speaking about climate change and animal welfare, especially with Australia burning right now. It's pretty ridiculous, especially this, the first one that I can think of was Joaquin Phoenix. And he was grateful that the awards were plant-based in some form. I don't know if that was just food or if that was whatever, but, you know, that's just something that can be done to help climate change. Sorry to get political, but this is a thing that everybody needs to do their part of. Otherwise, we are screwed. Look at Australia. Next, we have aware, A-W-A-R-E. It is our last word for this episode. It is an adjective from before the 12th century. One is archaic. We have these synonyms watchful and wary, W-A-R-Y. Number two, having or showing realization, perception, or knowledge. And awareness is a noun. This is from Middle English, iwar, I-W-A-R, from Old English, gewer. That is spelled G-E-W-A-E-R, and that A-E at the end is that ash word letter thing. Big sniffle. Let's see. That is from wear, W-A-E-R, which means wary, and there's more at the word wary or the prefix co, C-O. So we heard we have some synonym information for aware, and that is going to be it. Aware, cognizant, conscious, sensible, alive, and awake mean having knowledge of something. Aware implies vigilance in observing or alertness in drawing inferences from what one experiences, as in aware of changes in climate. Funny, that example should be coming up right now. Are you aware of the changes in climate? Because I am. Cognizant implies having special or certain knowledge as from first-hand sources, as in not fully cognizant of the facts. Conscious implies that one is focusing one's attention on something or is even preoccupied by it, as in conscious that my heart was pounding. Sensible implies direct or intuitive perceiving, especially of intangibles or of emotional states or qualities, as in sensible of a teacher's influence. Alive adds to sensible the implication of acute sensitivity to something, as in alive to the thrill of danger. Awake implies that one has become alive to something and is on the alert, as in a country always awake to the threat of invasion. And that, again, is something that is very prescient. Is that the word? Prescient right now. You know, this won't air for a few days, but... And again, I don't follow politics as closely as I should, but I know there's a lot of stuff going on with Iran right now. So we are in a very weird time right at this moment. So we have to pick a word of the episode, and by we, I mean me and all the other people in my brain. I'm going to pick avuncular as the word of the episode because it's all about being an uncle, which I am an uncle. What else? Oh, I was going to say, maybe I'll take a picture of this. This is the first episode that I've recorded since cutting my hair. You may have seen a couple pictures on the Instagram account, or you may have not, or on Twitter or Facebook. For the last year and a half, a little over a year and a half, actually, I've been growing my hair out from a buzz cut, which is the hairstyle I had for, just over 20 years. And I grew it out, and it was something. Second time I grew it out, and it was very curly, and it got hard to deal with and looked stupid and irritating. And so I cut it a few days ago, and it's weird to have short hair again. It's not a buzz cut. There's some extra hair on top, but I think I'll keep this for a while because I look nicer. That's the short story. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Some Dummy reading the entire dictionary. Goodbye.